The Ozone.
Welcome to the Ozone Podcast, presented by ViStar Credit Union, with Jaguars senior writer, John Osier.
All right, welcome into this week's Ozone Podcast. We're not going to delay this week. It's presented by ViStar, and this week's guest is Jaguars defensive lineman, Malcolm Brown. Malcolm, first of all, welcome, and I appreciate you doing this.
Thank you, and it's no problem.
Okay, you are, I don't know if it's a transition or not, I always thought you were a nose tackle coming in. You're not really playing nose in this scheme, or maybe you are. Are you all over the front, or tell me about your role, and do you like it? Do you like the way you're fitting in?
I definitely like how I fit into the defense, you know what I'm saying? Just out there grinding away everything they need me. Wherever they need me to be at, I'll play it. They need me to play left end.
I got
in
you.
Any situation, I'll be able to play it. But, just wherever they tell me I got to go, I just try to do that job to the best of my ability, you know what I mean?
As I was preparing for this, you know, I'm always fascinated by defensive linemen, especially nose tackles, defensive linemen. Whatever the role, your role is to occupy, get off, make plays, but you got to be in the nitty-gritty. What does it take to play this position? Tell me about it, because it's brutal. People who watch football see wide receivers, see guys running around, but you have a brutal position. Tell me about it.
I mean, one word that comes to mind is it just takes grit. You know what I'm saying? You got to want to win the fight. You got to want to be in there. You can't be down there and not want to be in there and not want to play the run and not want to do these things, because then you'll get blown out of there. So you got to be built for it. You got to be made a little different. You know what I'm saying? Everybody not made to be in the trenches. So you got to just, you know what I mean, kind of just be a tough guy, you know, just know what your job is. Just know how to sustain through the down.
Is there ever a time, third quarter, you're getting up for the 50th time that game, some lineman's on top of you saying, man, I wish I was a wide receiver?
Oh, definitely not, man. I love what I do. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't be here. That's how I look at it. I wouldn't be here if I wasn't doing this. So, I love it. I embrace it. You know what I mean? I just go out there and try to get the job done. At no point during the game will I get up and be like, I want to play a different position.
Why are you good at it? What is it about you that makes you good at it? You've been playing a long time, first round pick. Why are you fit for this?
I think it takes a whole bunch of things. You know what I mean? You got to kind of know about the position. You got to kind of know what the job is and know what they expect of you and all those things. And then you just go out there and within those guidelines and try to, you know, disrupt the offense or do whatever you can and just mess up the play by playing on the inside.
Final question, because it fascinates me. Have you ever seen, not naming names, but you ever seen a guy who's playing at you that you're like, man, this guy ain't going to make it. This guy's not put on this earth to be a nose tackle, but he's here. Like, especially when you get to the league, I'm sure there's some guys who just can't do it.
I'm about to say, once you get to the league, I mean, everybody's kind of at that level where everybody's playing good. If you made it here, obviously they seen something in you for you to be on this level. And everybody got different skill sets. So I can't look at one guy and be like, oh, you're not made for this. Because he might not be like the best run stopper, but I mean, he might get up the field real well, or he might do something really good in a different position. I might be missing that, you know what I mean? So, I mean, everybody kind of got their own little realm that they're in, like their own kind of body type, their own kind of thing, get off, their own get off kind of, whatever the defense is, you know, they kind of working within that. But, I mean, whatever that scheme is, whatever kind of, if that's go technique, if that's base, two gap, whatever it may be, like that player's within that scheme. So
tell me about this run defense. There's been so much talk about it. It has struggled here the last couple of years. What is different about you guys? I know the past of the past. What is different about this front that gives you confidence that this is going to be a unit that can stop the run? I know it's the emphasis.
I just think that, you know, it all starts at its trust. You know, I mean, you got to trust that your teammates going to be in their gap, and they got to trust that you're going to be in your gap, and y'all just got to kind of work together. You know what I mean? We're all building that relationship where we know how each other plays, and we know how they fit on these things and this and that, so we can play well off each other, and that's going to go well into the run game, not leaving gaps open and stuff like that for people to hit and increases for big yards. So, that's where it all starts at, and that's what we want to start at. So everybody we just want to be fundamentally sound in the run game, you know what I mean? Try to get them to where they're in those fastest situations.
Kind of a different topic, but I want to get to it. Texas to the SEC?
Yeah.
What are you thinking about? I mean, I got to ask you, guy.
It's a big move, but, you know what I mean? I'm glad that they're trying to better themselves. I'm not going to say better, because there's some great competition in the Big 12 too, so. But, you know what I mean, whatever they see over there in SEC that they want to make that move for, I mean, they have their own reasons. But, I mean, I'll be watching, you know, and I'll always be rooting for Texas.
I got you. We're in the middle of a work week for these guys, so explain to fans, we're not going to be too long with Malcolm today. So I got to get to this question. 2017 AFC Championship game, you're playing the Jags. Did you ever think that it was over at any point, Malcolm? Because this team had you. Did they not?
Man, the one thing I've always learned by playing in the NFL is to never give up. You know what I mean? And that's something that's been instilled in me. I've learned it like it's so many different times in my career. So even whatever the scoreboard may say, there's always that chance until it reads 0-0. So I think in the system that we were in then, we didn't lose no hope throughout the whole game because, you know what I mean, everybody just knew, you know what I mean, just never give up. Just keep on trying. Just keep on playing the next play, the next this, the next that. Not to, you know, sit there and fester on the pass and what the scoreboard might say. Not the biggest special plays that they had that game, but, you know what I mean, just keep on working towards the next play. You know what I mean? Just we'll sit down and see where it's at when it says 0-0.
Okay, this may be different from the perspective where you were playing, but I got to ask this because fans want to know. Have you talked to him about it, and was Miles down on that play?
I mean,
has it ever come up between you guys?
I think since I've been here, we've all been about the now and the future of the organization. You know what I mean? And I mean, we kind of bring up those moments because, you know, you want to feel those moments again that they had here, you know, getting to the AFC Championship. But like I said, we kind of just looking towards the future, and we all just try to help each other get better at this point. I mean, it might have came up, but we didn't sit there and talk about it too much.
No, I got you.
We're moving on from it. You know what I mean? Like we're trying to get the team back to where it was then. So I don't know how much good it's going to do talking about that game when we're trying to reach that game. And the only thing that matters now is just what work we put in out on the field.
No doubt. One final question on these lines, and I got a couple more for you at the end. How do you feel going into this season? It's week one. It's why you're on. You're a veteran guy. You've seen success. You've seen things built. How do you feel about the Jaguars right now going into week one?
Man, one thing I know about being in this league is it's a long season. You know what I'm saying? And something I learned early on in my career was that, you know, the team ain't going to be where you want it to be in September, but it needs to be getting better every week still at that point. So that's all we – like I keep on saying, that's all we're trying to do. We try to come in and take it day by day, you know what I mean, week by week, and stack them all up together. And hopefully, you know, we end in every week with a dub. That's what we're working towards, you know what I mean? So that's like we just over here working for real.
One final thing we do on this, we call it the Ozone 5.
The Ozone 5.
5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5.
Five quick questions we'll ask you and get you out of here. If you weren't playing football, what sport would you play?
I'd be a professional fisherman.
Okay.
I love to fish.
Have you done any of it in Jacksonville yet?
Definitely, yeah. I've been out. I stay out by a golf course. I'll be up on the little pond and everything right there. So I'll be catching some bass and everything.
Gotcha. What's your last binge watch?
I like to watch Dragon Ball Z.
Okay.
I like to watch Dragon Ball. I could put that on any day and watch that all the way through.
I got you. Your favorite breakfast food?
I'll say sausage, egg, and cheese breakfast sandwich.
Pretty good. Where from? Doesn't matter?
Nah, homemade. Got to be homemade. I got to make it myself.
I got you. What's the last song that you listened to in your car on the way here this morning?
I think it was That's Facts by Lil Baby, I think.
Okay.
But Lil Baby, and what's the name? Who's that on there with him?
I hope you're not asking me.
Yeah, Lil Durk. Yeah. That's who it is. That's Facts.
Final question. Who's most responsible for you being here? Meaning, in your life, who's your biggest influence to get you to the NFL?
I would say it wasn't like one big thing. It's like a lot of people's mistake. You know what I'm saying? It was like I've been around some people. Like I could, one person was my cousin. You know, growing up, he was real good at football, and then some things happened in his life. You know,
gotcha.
Things happen in everybody's lives, but you know, I mean, when people make mistakes, you know, everybody could go through and make that same mistake, or they could go through and learn from those same mistakes. And you know, I think I learned from those mistakes, and I just try to, you know, get as far as I could because a lot of people had talent that didn't kind of, you know, reach the peak of their talent, or that caught up with some other thing out there. So, you know, that was a real big thing on me, just trying to learn from others' mistakes. So I don't end up, you know, in the same position or whatever it may be.
Fantastic answer. Malcolm, I'll get you out of here. I appreciate you doing this today. I look forward to working with you down the road, and good luck this season.
All right, thank you.